This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so there's a listener that we have named Jordan, and he's incredible.
Incredible.
In fact, he's actually too incredible. He's too good to us. He's way too nice to us. And to celebrate Katie's birthday, he got her an incredible gift. And Real Housewives is involved. Tell everybody what it is, and then I will play it.
It is a cameo from one Miss Countess Luann de Lesseps.
Hey there, Katie, at 106.5 The End. This is from Jordan, who loves you very much, darling, and wants you to know money can't buy you class, but it can buy you a lot to celebrate being the lovely soul that you are. He says that you're amazing and you're a big Housewives fan. Well, that is chic, c'est la vie, c'est bon, c'est bon.
Okay, so if you don't know anything about this woman, she sounds like a crazy person.
So she has singles that she puts out.
Singles?
Yeah, like songs.
Oh.
And Money Can't Buy You Class is one of them.
Okay.
And then there's one called Chic C'est La Vie.
Okay.
And she's a cabaret star now.
I see.
So she travels around performing not just her own songs, but other songs as well.
So she's kind of like doing a plug during your cameo?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be touring in the area. Check out CountessLuann.com for dates.
She's going a full plug.
Yeah, okay,
touring.
Okay.
Until then, I wish you all the best. Say hello to everyone in Sacramento and send you kisses and lots of love from me, the Countess.
Kevin is mad about this.
Why? Right.
Because. Do you know how much it costs?
No.
I think it's like $130.
Right!
$130 for that?
Yeah!
Well, don't say for that. She's an icon.
She plugged her own show!
Right?
She did talk about herself a lot more than me, but...
a third of that was a commercial.
Right. I do have bad news for Kevin. This wasn't my birthday present. This was just a present.
Our listener, Jordan. I'm so mad at him.
Don't you dare be mad at Jordan.
Why are you mad
at him? Why am I mad? The gift he got us was only like 60, 70 bucks.
Okay, let's go back for a second. The last time we saw Jordan, he did have gifts for us. He didn't have anything for Katie at the moment, but he had something for you and me. And the thing with Jordan is he gets us really weird stuff. Not that we don't like it and appreciate it. It's just he thinks, to say he thinks outside the box doesn't even, he's in the stratosphere.
Yeah.
As far as his thinking goes.
I have a favorite person that he could have.
Oh, you
did
a cameo. Okay.
Right. If I got a cameo from, what's that pretty face guy's name? He's in the show with Zendaya.
Wow. What a big fan.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet. And Jordan knows I love Timothy Chalamet.
Does he?
Because everyone should know.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I wasn't aware.
He's okay. My new Shawn Mendes. So I used to like Shawn Mendes, but then Shawn Mendes is going through some stuff, so now I like Timothy Chalamet.
Wow, okay. You really let Shawn Mendes go when he's having his hardest
time. Well, he left us for a year.
What do you like about Timothy Chalamet?
He's just...
I mean, the first thing he said was that pretty face.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah.
You don't agree he has a pretty face?
It's angelic to say the least.
Thank you.
Like a little porcelain doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine me getting a cameo.
Okay, I want to see if Timothy Chalamet is on Cameo.
No, he's not. You don't need to look it up.
Why not?
Because he's like 2-time Oscar nominated actor.
Not a winner.
But he doesn't need Cameo. Cameo's for people who need the money.
I'm so mad.
No offense, Countess.
He's not on here.
Kevin, listen, is there something that, are you doing this? Hold on. Are you doing this because you know Jordan's listening and you know right now he is thinking like, okay, I really need to step it up. And is this all part of a strategy until you get bigger and more expensive gifts?
No, I love Jordan for himself.
Uh-huh.
But if he decides to want to give me like a cameo that I could cherish forever, I would love that too.
Okay, so give him some direction.
Well, like from who?
Timothée Chalamet is not on Cameo.
I'm looking through the list and there's not a lot of good people on here.
I see, okay, all right. So do you want to issue an apology to Jordan and
to
maybe Katie as well?
No.
For being so selfish.
Mm. Selfish?
Not letting me have my time to shine.
What are you shining? She plugged her show.
Yeah, but she said my name.
She did.
Wow. And you know who will never say your name? Mr. Chalamet.
Wow.